Let's talk about work. Honestly. Peter Gibbons from the movie Office Space describes a workday many can relate to.
I just stare at my desk, but it looks like I'm working. I do that for probably another hour after lunch, too. I'd say in a given week, I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
While there's a lot of hustle in that 15 minutes, how do employers try and motivate their workers for the rest of the work week? One strategy that's used is award programs. Think Employee of the Month. Over 80% of companies use these awards that really only come with bragging rights. A study by UC Riverside finds these innocuous awards might be doing more harm than good.
So in this study, we're saying that in some cases, awards may not have a universally positive outcome.
This is Timothy Gubler, an assistant professor of management at UCR and the leader of the study. His findings reveal that those feel-good award programs can actually undermine productivity among good employees.
If you introduce an award program that awards some individuals and not others, the risk you run is that if you don't consider those individuals that have already been doing the desired behavior before the award's implemented, then those people can end up being the ones that are ultimately unhappy and feel that this award is unfair.
Gubler's research shows a common theme among these wayward award programs is social recognition.
Social recognition means, you know, you get a certificate and you stand up in front of people and they clap. Or you're put on, like, you know, a board on the wall for a month. It definitely gives you some benefit through status or from recognition from your peers.
According to Gubler, these status-driven awards operate differently than financial incentives like performance-based bonuses. So how did Gubler and his team test to see what impacts innocuous recognition has? They went to a commercial laundry company in the Midwest and implemented an award for perfect attendance. So what did you guys find?
We found that tardiness, coming late to work, decreased about 45%. On its face, it looked like the award was a tremendous success. When we dug a little bit deeper, though, we found that there was evidence that employees were gaming the system. And then we also found that there were all these negative effects, in particular for the workers that were previous to the award program, always coming on time.
The good employees, those showing up consistently on time, had a major complaint.
It wasn't fair that this award program would be awarding some individuals for behavior that they should have been doing anyways.
Gubler suggests companies evaluate these empty awards for attendance or Employee of the Month the same way they would a monetary incentive. Both, he says, have real financial and productivity impacts, good and bad. His team's findings will be published in the journal Organization Science. No matter how many inane awards companies come up with, or whatever the current trends in management theory suggest, the movie Office Space again sheds light on a hard fact employers are up against.
It's not that I'm lazy. It's that I just don't care. It's a problem of motivation, all right?
Matt Gillum, KVCR News.